We're learning Masechtas Brachas Daf Samach Amin Aleph. We're starting from the end of Daf Nentes and Mabez the Sugi of Bona Bayis Chodosh and Kona Kelim Chadoshim. The Mishnah had said that Bona Bayis Chodosh and Kona Kelim Chadoshim, you make a Bracha Shechayanu. So Taisis brings down a number of Prote Dinim, which are all brought in the Peskim. One is that it's Dafka Begodim Chashuvim. There's like a Bayis Chodosh, it has to be Begodim Chashuvim. Kelim, you understand, Samim Begodim. So begodim means nice suit, but if it's not choshev or kaka, my menolim vampilois socks or shoes or cholok or an undershirt, ukiyetz men ain't sarach levarach, you don't make a bracha. That's not, it doesn't have the din of kelim chadashim. The Rosh is just meisif that what's called choshev and what's called not choshev, Taisis mashma, it's somewhat objective that there's certain kelim that are choshuvim and certain kelim that are not, and the Rosh says it depends. It depends on the person. If to this person, this keli is very choshev, it's hard for him to get such a keli, and when he gets a new keli of this type, he's very happy, so don't make a shechiyanu. Mashayin kain, if you have an osher which gets these types of kelim all the time, so he doesn't make a shechiyanu. And that's out of Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Now, Taisus also brings down that the Yerushalmi that says that chadoshim is lav dafka. In other words, it doesn't have to be a new thing as opposed to a used thing. It doesn't have to be a new house or new kelim as opposed to used. If you buy clothing that are used clothing, the shrakim, but since you never had this clothing before, so memela, you make a bracha, shechayanu. And it's brought in the Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch. Now, what's a little bit hard to understand is, so what does it mean, chadashim? If any kelim that you're just getting for the first time is called chadashim, so anything you buy, you get for the first time. Why would the Mishnah say the word chadashim? Why wouldn't they just say kana kelim? So the Rashba says, b'shem the Ravid, that the vart is, it has to be that you never owned these kelim before. If you had originally owned these kelim, and then you sold them, and now you're buying them back, so since you already own these kelim, so they're not new for you, you already have the tzimcha of having these kelim, so really you would not make a bracha of shechiyanu, and that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim. Now Taisus also brings down the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi makes a chilek between if you buy it or got it b'matana. If someone buys kelim, Yishalmi says he makes a shechiyanu, but if he receives kelim as a matana, as a gift, then he makes a bracha teiva hametiv. And Taisus asks a kasha that we had the Gemara before. The Gemara before said that what's the chilek? When do you say shechiyanu? When do you say teiva hametiv? If the teiva is only for himself, he's the only one gaining from this teiva. Like he buys kelim, which is for personal use, or he buys a house, he's bana by his chadash, but no one else lives there in the house with him. So then he says, shechiyanu, mashenkein, if the teiva is for him and for others, so that's a teiva hametiv, then others are also sharing in the teiva, hatev to myself, and metiv even to others. So if that's the chilah between a teiva hametiv and shechiyanu, so what's pshat in the Yerushalmi that says that when you receive it in the gift, you say a teiva hametiv? Obviously, we're talking about something which only he uses, because otherwise, even when you buy it, you say ateva ametiv. And if it's something that only he uses, so even if he receives it as a gift, he should say shechiyanu and not ateva ametiv. Now, the Rashba also asks his kasha b'shem the Ravid, and says that the Bavli seems to be in a machlokes with the Yishalmi. And the Goyin is Masbir, that the Yishalmi stam holds of a different pshat. You sometimes find the bracha ateva ametiv. Other times you find the bracha of shechiyanu. The Bavli holds the chilek is if he gets a teiva himself, or if others receive the teiva with him. The Yishalmi holds a different thing. The Yishalmi holds any free gift that you get, anything which you don't pay for, it's not an exchange, it's something which is complete hatava, so then you say a teiva metiv. But anything which you had to buy, so that's not, you don't feel that you got the teiv of the particular thing, because you bought it, it was an exchange. That's why you make a bracha shechiyanu. You make a bracha shechiyanu that you're able to get this thing, but it's not the same a teiv ametiv. That's Yishalmi's chilek between a teiv ametiv and shechiyanu. And therefore, the Gaon holds that we paskin like the Bavli, and by a matana also you would say, you would also say shechiyanu if it's only for you. And like we said, that seems to be the Rashba and the Ravid. Even Taisus, he like asks the Kasha, it's Mashmish Tikkun that he holds that the Bavli doesn't agree with the Yishalmi. But the Rosh says Yishalmi also is going with the Bavli's Chilik, it's Nachmini. The Rosh says that any time you get a Matana, that's called Nachmini, because Iman of Shach. Because the Nisan's also benefiting. And because either way, if let's say a poor person gets a Matana that the Nisan is giving to him for generosity, for tzedakah, because the poor person needs it, so the Nisan's getting a Tava that he's getting the mitzvah of tzedakah. Since he's getting the mitzvah of tzedakah, that's called a Tava. You say Atayva Ameitiv. And let's say the fellow is a rich person, you're not getting a mitzvah of tzedakah, but then a rich person to accept your gift, so that brings a kesher between the two. So that's a big simcha that a person accepted your gift and is now friendly with you. So that's also a teva for the Nisan. So either way, the Nisan is receiving also a teva. So there's two people getting a teva. The Dakir Meisha says a very interesting ha'ara. The Dakir Meisha says, we added in the Gemara earlier the idea that rain, the Gemara says, you say a teva meitiv on rain. What's the pshat? On bana bayis chadash and kana kelim chadashim, you say shechayanu. So why by rain do you say a teva meitiv? And the Gemara says a chilek, because bana bayis chadash and kana kelim chadashim is talking about he has no shutvim. It's all his own. He's the only one being nana from it. So you say shechayanu. Mashen came by the rain, he has shutvim. That is a machlekes rishenim. What exactly the Gemara means? The Rambam and the Rif hold that by rain gufa, whether you make a teva meitiv shechianu depends if you own a field alone or you own a field with shutvis. If you're the sole owner of the field, you say shechianu. If you own a field with shutvis with someone else, you say a teva meitiv. But the Rosh says no. The Rosh says when you buy something, so if you buy it alone, you say shechianu, and when you buy it together with a shutvis, you say a teva meitiv. But by rain, the rain is watering your field, it's also watering other fields. So what the Gemara means to say is that by rain you always have a shutif. You're not the only one who has a field that's gaining from the rain. Other people also are gaining from the rain. So Mamela, that's why you say a teva meitiv. So it's a machlokes rishonim. If the pshat that by rain it's only when you have a shutif in the field, that's the Rambam and the Rif, and the Rosh holds no, that you always considered yesh l'shutif. Rashi says also mafurish like the Rosh. Rashi also goes with that mahalach, that since other people are getting from the teva, so mimela, you say a teva ametiv. So ta'ani the Dakei Meisha, what's the svaris ha-machlekes? When it says that you and someone else have to get the teva, is it the pshat that you and someone else are getting the same teva, the exact same thing you're getting someone else is getting? So it's one teva that both of you are getting, you say a teva ametiv. Masha'en Kain, if two people are getting tevas at the same time, the rain is giving teva to both of them, but they're both getting their own teva. I'm getting my teva, my field, and he's getting his teva, his field. We're not sharing the teva. We're both gaining from the rain, but each one getting it individually. So then you don't say a teva meitiv. Now, Shegin the Rosh says, no. Since it's one thing that's going on, it's raining, and this particular thing is benefiting two people, even though each benefit is a separate benefit, they're not sharing the benefit, but it's benefiting two people, so Vaita, you'd say, Hateva Meitiv. Zagdir Amah, the Rosh is Lishitase. According to the Rambam and the Riv, it's not shaykh to say the Rosh is Teretz. Because even if the Nason is getting a benefit, but it's a different benefit, no one's sharing my benefit. The Mekabel's benefit is he has the gift. No one's sharing that. The Nason is getting another benefit from this, from the fact that this gift is given. So that wouldn't be enough for Teva Meitiv, because they're each getting their own individual benefit. Only according to the Rosh that says that when one Meister gives two people their individual benefit, you still say a Teva Meitiv, then you could say this Teretz that since the Nason is benefiting, so the Mekabel says a Teva Meitiv. I mean, the Gaon is bothered though, because the Meister, you don't find that the Nason says a Bracha Teva Meitiv. It's not so shver l'chayra. Avad, it's not enough of a Tava to make a Bracha on. But it's enough of Atava to say that I'm sharing that Atava with someone else. The Magen Avraham has another kasha that you find by Kedushin, and only when you give a matana to an Adam Chashav, that's a bit of a question in the Paiskim De Agufa. You find by the Kedushin that if the woman gives a matana to an Adam Chashav, and the Adam Chashav says, Arei Mekadeshes Li, with the Anah that I'm a Kabbal Yematana, so then it's the Kedushin is Kal. So Rashi there says it's only Adam Chashev, it's not that doesn't normally mekabel matanis. So that's not necessarily the case over here. So it's only considered hana when you have someone that doesn't regularly mekabel matanis and he makes an exception, mekabel yematana, then it's hana. But not all the Pesachim all the way, and it could be mechalik. The Kohenim speak about it, it could be mechalik. By brachas, it will be called more of a tava than you need for kedushin. But halacha lemaisa, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh that you say a teva metiv by matana, and that's how kama paskin paskin the chay adam and the derech chayim v'chuli, but the Gain and others are amafakvik on the psak. They argue on the psak, and the Mishabruah paskins that you should better say a shachiyanu on a matana. Because he says, Kama Rishayim argue on the Rosh. Tosis, the Rajma, the Ravid, the Rambam, and the Rif don't bring this Yerushalmi that by Matani say a Teva Metiv. And L'chayr L'fi the Darkei Moshe we read Ice, the Rambam and the Rif can't hold that way. Because the Rambam and the Rif hold that even if the Nason's getting a Teva, but it's not the same Teva, like we said. So we have Kama Rishayim that don't hold that way. So the Bialacha says also there's a Parsha to Cheshbon. Let's say the halacha is that you say shechayanu, so if you say a teiva meitiv, that's a bracha levatala. You're not allowed to say a teiva meitiv if the halacha is to say shechayanu, because there is no teiva hameitiv here. Now, she'en kain, if the halacha is you say a teiva meitiv, tiny to Mishnah Berurah, lechayr you also, it's not a bracha levatala to say shechayanu. Shechayanu is on a private teiva. A teiva meitiv is on a teiva that's shared. Let's say this is a teiva that's shared, according to the Rosh. But Lamaisa, I made a bracha on the private teva shabai. Mechari yaitza. Mechari, it's not a bracha levatala. Hashem, if the halacha is that this is not considered a teva that's shared, we don't say the svar of the Rosh, and you made a bracha teva meitiv, mechari, it's a bracha levatala. That's why, me'achar, that tain at the Mishnah Berurah, me'achar, that kama, rishayim argue on the Rosh. We don't really find anyone that holds like the Rosh. So even though the two of the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rosh, and Kama Achreinim amatik that, but there are some Achreinim hold not that way, and the Mishayim are not like the Rosh, avad that al safik brachas lahakal, you should make a shechiyonu, which is not a bracha of a tolu kuli alma, and not make a bracha teva amitiv. Now the Gemara brings the machlokes if yeshle ki yetzabai, or kana v'chaza v'kana. Against the sugi in the Gemara says, tu l'shaynis, there are three cases. There's one case where you don't have, this is the only type of keli you have like this. Ain't like kiyetzabai. That for certainly you make a bracha shechiyanu. Then you have another case of yesh like kiyetzabai. Like Rashi says, if you had a birusha, this is the first time you bought such a keli, but you already own such a keli from Yerusha. So that, according to the first lashon of the Gemara, is a machlekes avunin Rabbi Yochanan. And according to the second lashon of the Gemara, everyone holds you do make a bracha. And then you have the case of kana v'chaz v'kana. It's not even the first time you bought such a keli. You already bought a similar keli, and now you bought another such keli. So that, according to the first lashon, everyone holds you don't make a shechiyanu. And according to the second lashon, it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. So Rav Paskin Paskin like the second lashon according to Rabbi Yochanan, because very often we paskin like the lashon of Basra, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna we would paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, even in the case of kana v'chaz v'kana, you would make a bracha. And the Gemara brings down a machlekes tanoim, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, which seem to be only arguing about Yeshla and not about kana v'chaz v'kana. So that's a shverkeit on the second lashon according to Reb Yehuda, and seem everyone holds a kana v'chaz v'kana, you don't make a bracha. And the Gemara says, no, really, by kana v'chaz v'kana is also the same machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, but the reason why it says the case of Yeshla where he had to be Yerusha is like the acha kaycha de Reb Meir, and why didn't it say kana v'chaz v'kana the acha kaycha de Reb Yehuda? Because since I wanted to tell you a chiddush, the Reb Meir holds that even in the case of Yeshla, you also don't have to make a bracha. Reb Meir is the kayach de teira, he patters you from a bracha, even in the case of Yeshla, not only in the case of kana v'chaz v'kana, and wants to tell you the kayach of a teira of Rabbi Meir. So Kamach Reimim asked the kasha, and Rabbi Kivega refers to it in the Gilyan Hashas, that the Gemara is saying the kayach de teira here, that was saying that we always want to bring out the Kayach de Teira more than the Kayach de Yisura. The Kayach de Teira is the one that patters it from a bracha. But he asked the Kasha, Rashi Nabez and Mabez explains, why do we say Kayach de Teira Adiflei? Why would the Tana want to teach you more the Chiddush of the one who's matir as opposed to the chiddush of the one who asks. So Rashi says, because the one who matters, it's a bigger chiddush. Because in order to be matir, you have to be 100% sure you're right. In order to asr, you can asr misafik. But in order to be matir, you have to be 100% sure. So the pshat is, if you find that somebody's matir, so that's a bigger chiddush. He's 100% sure of this psak, as opposed to saying the chiddush of the one who asks, where they don't always 100% sure, it could be he's asking me suffolk. So the kasha is, so when we're dealing with brachas, and we have Rabbi Meir that says that even by Yeshloi, he does not make a bracha. And we have Rabbi Yehuda that says, and we want to say in Rabbi Yehuda, even by Kana v'chazah v'kana, he does make a bracha. So the Chayef HaKeret, Rabbi Yehuda has to be the one that's more sure of himself. Because the din by suffolk brachas is, you don't make a bracha. So by a suffix, you'll tell him he's not pater. You have to be 100% sure you make a bracha in order to tell him that he's chayiv in the bracha. So the kayach, the hetera, the kayach of the one who has to be sure, who has to be a vadai, is the one that says you do make a bracha, not the one that says you don't make a bracha. So why is the Gemara saying in Rabbi Meir, kayach the hetera on the flay, because he paters from the bracha, we want to say that chiddush, that's less of a chiddush. Now he could pater from a bracha, misafik, suffix bracha is lako, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda that tells him to make a bracha, then he has to be sure. That's the kasha. Now Rabbi Kvega brings down the Marashal in Psachim, Nafkuf Beis, and we spoke about it way back on Naf Yud Beis, where there the Rishbam also says, Kayach Dateir Adiflei, in regard to the one that says that you do not make a bracha, and Kayach Dateir Adiflei is in regard to the one that says you do not make a bracha, in that case he was talking about Shini Makayim, in regard to Berchas and Enin. And the Marshal asks the same kasha on the Rashbam in Psachim, that why would the one that says you do not make a bracha be the Kayach de Atera? Mechayr Kayach de Atera means that you can't be matter misafik, vaisis is sure, here for keret. If you say, if you're not sure, you say you don't make a bracha. The one who says you do make a bracha should be the Kayach of the Vadai, the Kayach that can only say it if he's sure. As I affect the Marshal and the Rashbam. So the Marsha says that Berchas Hanenin is different. And we spoke about this in Daf Yud Beis. Because Berchas Hanenin is an Isser. You're not allowed to eat without a bracha. So therefore, you wouldn't say Safek Bracha Sahakal. Since it's an Isser to eat without a bracha, so that would be Mechayiv that you'd have, you can't, that would be Mechayiv to make a bracha. Safek, there wouldn't be a din of Safek Bracha Sahakal. Rabbi Kvega brings earlier that. Now, Ezer Paskins that way. Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, we don't Paskin lay like we said that. It's interesting, the Kainer Re'eim on the Marsha says, I have a Gemara in Bracha, Staf Samach, which is Mefurish like the Marsha, not like the Marshal. Because the Gemara in Bracha says, Kayach de Teir Adiflei, on the man the Amen that says, you don't make a Bracha, Mefurish like the Marsha. But Lechay, it's still Shmer, because the Marsha's Teres was Dafka for Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin is a din of Asul Lahanis Belelem Zebulei Bracha, Kolanenem Belelem Zebulei Bracha Mal. So there, because of that Isser, the Mela, you wouldn't be allowed to eat without a bracha, and that would be mechayiv to make a bracha, you wouldn't say Safek Brachas Lahakal. But here we're talking about Shechianu, it's not a Birchas Hanenin. There's no din of Asul Lahanis Belem Zebulei Bracha. That's like a Birchas Hashmach, that's a Chiyiv Bracha. Lechaya, even the Marsha would say in that Chiyiv Bracha, you'd say Safek Brachas Lahakal. Kol Shkein, that we don't really paskin like the Marsha. And by Safek of Birchas Hanenin, we also say Safek Brachas Lahakal, and you're not allowed to make a bracha, and you're allowed to eat and be nenen without a bracha by a Safek Brachas. So what do we do with this Gemara? So, Rabbi Kvega also shtelsu an Eli Rabbe in Simen Chav Beis, and the Rabbe says a big chiddush, and he really says it from a Bach in Simen Chav Tes, that the Bach says that when you have a Safek of about a Shechayonu, there's no din of Safek Brachas Lahakal. Because he says that Shechayonu is a Rishus. He brings the Gemara in Erevin that has a Shail if you say the Bracha Shechayonu on Yom Kippur, and he says, as a Rishus, you definitely say, it's not worse than a Karechadata, it's not worse than a new fruit when you say Shechayonu. The Shail is a Zirachi of Shechayonu. So if I say there's such a thing as a Shechayonu, that's a Rishus. Whenever you're happy, you can make a Shechayonu. So Zok the Bach, if there's a Safek Brachas on a Shechayonu, so you can make a Shechayonu, because it's not a Bracha Lematola. If you have a Safek on a Birchas Hanenin, if the Chazal were Masak in a Birchas Hanenin, so Mel, it's not a Bracha Bechlal, or Birchas HaMitzvah, if it's not a Mitzvah, it's not a Bracha Bechlal. But Shechayonu, the Yisayin of Shechayonu is a Birchas Rishus. If you have a Simcha, it wouldn't be called a Bracha Levatola. And the Eli Rabba says that way, halacha l'maisa, that's how he teaches that Gemara. But there's a tshuva sam sefer, a rechayim simon and hay, that says that the Rashba is not mashaway. He brings the tshuva to Rashba. The tshuva to Rashba says it's a birchus rishus, but he also says clearly that if there's no chiyuv bracha, it's also to make the bracha. You have to stop from making the bracha. You can't make a birchus shachiyonu if there's no chiyuv bracha. So sam sefer says, what does it mean exactly? It's a birchus rishus, but nevertheless, if you don't have a chiyuv bracha, you can't make the bracha. What does that mean? So the Sam Sefer says a Mary Dikazach. He says, Avada, if a person is, there's no heter to make a bracha if Chazal weren't Masakin a chiyuv bracha. That would be called the bracha levatal. It doesn't make a difference if it's a shachiyanu. Just because you want to make a bracha shachiyanu, if Chazal didn't make a chiyuv bracha, there's no heter to make a bracha. And l'chayr it's much that way because we have ganzes shaylas like this whole Gemara is a machlekes. Pekana v'chaza v'kana, and by Yeshloi, l'chayim imanam shech, if the whole bracha is a birchus rishus, and you can make the bracha even if you're not mechliv, so what's the whole discussion? What's the discussion if it has to be chadashim v'chuli? Obviously, you can only make the bracha when Chazal tell you, when the parameters of Chazal tell you to make a bracha. And zog the sam seif, and that's a chiyuv bracha. So what do we mean that the bracha is a birchus rishus? The Teretz is, Saktik Sam Sefer, that if a person is not happy, a person is not all excited, so Mela, he could not make the Bracha Shechianu, because since he's not excited, the Bracha Shechianu is on the Simcha. If a person lacks the Simcha, so he doesn't make a Bracha, even if he fit into the parameters of Chazal. And that way it's called the Rishus, because if a person doesn't feel like making the Bracha, he's not in his ball, he's not moved to make a Bracha. So Mimela, good, he doesn't have the simcha required to make a bracha. But he says, Enechinami, if the person has a simcha and he willingly doesn't make a bracha, he is a chayte. He is not doing the right thing. It's just called the rishus for someone who was not happy with it. But when Chazal didn't give a chiyuv bracha, so are you going to say, but I'm very happy? It's baladai deitza kaladam. That's what he says. That's the vart. It's baladai deitza kaladam. When Chazal said that there's enough simcha to make a bracha, so a person who shares in that simcha makes the bracha. Someone who doesn't have to. That's why it's called a rishus. But if Chazal didn't say to make the bracha, so even if you happen to have that simcha, you don't make a bracha because ba'al adayin teitz a kalada. So ta'in the sam seifer, so oy b'zoy, when it's a suffix, you can't say when it's a suffix that it's ba'al adayin teitz a kalada. You yourself are a suffix. You can't tell me it's ba'al adayin teitz a kalada. So that's why Shechianu would be different, that if we'd be mesupik, if this is good enough to make a Shechianu, so then we wouldn't say that you're not allowed to make a Shechianu. Because once we're mesupik, it wouldn't be any more about l'dayin te'etzah kaladam, so if you taka have the simcha, you'd be able to make a Shechianu. And if you don't have the simcha, so even if there's a van chiyuv bracha, you don't make a Shechianu. So if there's no chiyuv bracha b'chlal avad, there would be a bracha levatala. But in cases where it's a suffix chiyuv bracha, where there's a sveik in the dina, so then a person who makes a bracha, you can't call it a bracha levatala, because since he has a simcha, and the whole thing is a suffix, so you can't say it's bat l'dayin te'etzah kol adam, so mele wouldn't be called a bracha levatala. That's the shtickel of Sam Sefer. And now we'll go to the end of the Amud, where the Gemara has a discussion about a nichnas l'hakaz dam, someone who goes for bloodletting, which is a medical procedure that they did. And the Gemara says, the tefillah you should say, Yiratz mefanach Hashem alakai, she'esek zeli l'refu v'terpeini, kikel reifin neman atav, v'froska emes, and l'fi she'en dargan shen adam l'rafis, ela she'nahagu. So, Rav Acha had said that the tefillah that you say, you daven that the refu should work, and you acknowledge that Hashem is a true reife, and then you say that it's really not the correct approach to be Isaac and Yafus, but that is the custom. And Rashi says, people should not be Isaac and Yafus, and they should only be Mispal. But that's the minig, so that's what we do. And Abayi said, you shouldn't say it, because Rabbi Shmuel said, so you shouldn't say, now, there's a very interesting machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, on this topic. If it is appropriate for a person to be Isaac or Nefuas. The Rambam is in Pirush Mishnayos in Psachim, in the fourth parak, and he's discussing what the Mishnah means when it says that one of the six things that Chizkiyahu did was he was gonna save refuas, and that was the thing that Haiduloi, the Chachmei Hador, the Chachmei Hator of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they agreed that that was the correct thing to do. And he said, why was he gone as a safer force? Why did he hide the book of remedies? And he said that these were like spiritual remedies. These were, they used different koyches. He says it wasn't a scientific remedies. It wasn't al derech hateva b'metzias. And he said, perhaps they were even usher to do. And the reason why he had this book was because you're not allowed to learn to do them, but you're allowed to learn lahiris ulalamed. That lavenu lahiris, that when dealing with kishif and things, even though you're not allowed to do kishif, lesumul nasaisim about the lamed lavenu lahiris. So maybe that's what it was, and people would actually use these refuas, and they weren't allowed to. And he also says that perhaps there was refuas that needed a great amount of medical skill to use properly, and people were using them improperly, so it wasn't any point of having this book around. It's causing more harm than good. But he says the reason why I talked at such length to explain why Chizkiyah would hide the Sefer Refus, why it would be a good thing to have, is because many Rishonim, he definitely means, understood this inyan differently. And they said that there was a Sefer Refus, that when anyone was sick, they looked at the Sefer Refus, it was made by Shlomo HaMelech, it was a Chacham HaKol Adam, and they're able to heal any sickness. So the problem is that they didn't have bitachin. They weren't samech on Hashem. So he decided this is causing a lack of bitachin. It's causing a lack of being samech on Hashem. And therefore, he hid away. He was going as a safer refuas. And he says, this is terrible. It's a terrible pshat. It's a mistake. How could such foolishness be ascribed to Chizkiyahu HaMelech and certainly not to the daily Torah that he had? He says, let's say you'd have a person that makes food, and some would say, don't give anyone the food, because we want when people are hungry, they should just have trust in Hashem that they won't be hungry anymore. And the person would say, I'm not eating food. That's being Isaac and Gashmias. I'll just trust in Hashem, and then I won't be hungry. He says, no such thing. So the same thing with the refuas. He said, I wouldn't even have to bother explaining this. It's so simple. But since it's so mefirsh in this pshat, so Mel, that's why I'm explaining why it's wrong. So that's what the Rambam is saying, that refuas, the natural refuas, the pshat is that the same thing as eating. When a person has a medical condition which needs healing, so there's no concept bechlal in the Rambam's, the way the Rambam understands it, that he really shouldn't be Isaac, he really shouldn't go to a doctor, a healer, and find the correct medicine for it. Because it's a natural thing. And that's what Eivishter runs the world, just like you have to eat, and you have to sleep, and if you're cold, you light a fire. So too, taking care of your health is all the regular natural things that Hashem wants you to do. There's no such thing, it's a foreign concept, it's an incorrect concept to rely on Hashem and not be Isaac on the refuas tivius. That's the Shita Zeramba. But the Ramban, and he's ma'arich about it, a little bit in Teres Adam, but a lot in B'chukaisai, in Pasuk Yet Aleph, in the beginning of B'chukaisai, where there he says the following. He says, if somebody's a tzaddik, he does not need any refuas, because he doesn't get sick. Sickness is a punishment. And if a tzaddik does get sick, that means he must have done an aveir, so he shouldn't go to a doctor, he should go to the Navi, that they did Bizman the Nevuah. He says, the Pasuk says by Asa, who was a tzaddik, Gam b'chol yalei darash Hashem ki b'reifim. When he was sick, he didn't search out Hashem, he searched out the reifim. So he said, if there's nothing wrong with searching out the reifim, so why bring them in? Why are we bringing in that ki b'reifim? He's supposed to search out the reifim. Maybe he's also supposed to search out Hashem. So just say, lei darash Hashem. The Teretz says, searching out the reifim is incorrect. It's like saying that somebody on Pesach didn't eat matzah, but he ate chametz. He says, "Ma chelak l'reifim b'beis oisir etzayin Hashem." Why should reifim be in the house of people who oisir etzayin Hashem? And he brings our Gemara. He says, "Our Gemara is ain darkshan the refuah zel shenogu, That means that if it wouldn't be that they were noig with refuas, so if there's an einish, so they got a sickness, and if they do tshuva, they become healed. But then noig with refuas, v'Hashem hinicham lemikve atvan. Since then noig with refuas, so then Hashem actually placed them in the mikve atvan. And then he says, when the Gemara says v'rapi yirapi mikan shenit nirushus l'reifei l'rapis, why did it say shenit nirushus l'chayla l'hisrapis? Why did it say l'reifei l'rapis? The Torah says no. The Torah doesn't give rishus for a chayla to be misrapis, but since he came misrapis because he's nog b'rifuos, and he's not me'adas Hashem shechalkum b'chayim. He's not from the Dasa Tzaddikim that understands that you're not supposed to be Isaac Berefuas. So the Reife shouldn't be Meinea for being Merapeh him. Not because he's afraid he might kill him with the Refuah, and not because he'll take away his Betochen. This one's Naik, so you could go along with it. That's what the Ramban says. Now, I don't understand that either the Rambam or the Ramban are learning the Gemara. This Gemara seems to me that originally, when Acha said his thing of Ein Darkin Shem Adam L'Rapis Ela Shenogu, that sounds exactly like the Ramban. Like Rashi explains that really a person shouldn't be Isaac B'Refuas. It's only the minig that the Isaac B'Refuas that puts them B'Mikri Etvon that they have to be Isaac B'Refuas. So Mela, when someone is mispal that the Refuas should work, he has to explain that the Pshat is, why am I doing the Refuas altogether? And Echadami, I really shouldn't. But that's the deva that people, since they started being Isaac B'Refuas, now we need them. But then the Gemara said, Abaye said, Leilema Inishachi, because the Rishmol said, V'rapi rapi, mikan shenit nirishus l'reifi l'rapis. According to the Ramban, it's still not nit nirishus l'chayla l'his rapis. It's only nit nirishus l'reifi l'rapis. So why Leilema Inishachi? Why did Abaye say Leilema Inishachi? The Ramban is ma'arich that this concept, that it's the wrong thing for a person to go be Isaac or Nefua, because the Eved Hashem would understand that Chaylim are coming from Hashem. It's not a Teva. It's not like eating. But Teva, there is no Chalom, Zakhtar Ramban. It's only an Einish. And Mimela, the healing is only the spiritual healing. And it's just because the people Shalai Kedin were Isaac B'Refuas that now you take and need them. So what's Leilei Minashachi? The Chayyar of Acha, the Avin of the Gemara, is in Gansan like the Ramban. And the Teretz of the Rapa Yerapa, and I saw this in the Taz, the problem is the Taz says that this stems with the Ramban, I don't see how. Because the Taz is bothered by Akasha, that here it says, Nidne Rishus L'Reifa L'Rapa. It sounds like it's a Rishus, it's not a Chiyiv. But the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Shinlam and Vav Sef Aleph says, that Nidne Rishus L'Reifa L'Rapa, it's a mitzvi, or b'chal b'koch nefeshu. So what do you mean? It's Rishus. So what's the Pshat? It's a mitzvah. So he brings that Gemara, and he says, Rav Acha, the way we explained in the Ramban, that really a person shouldn't do refuah, so he really should just daven, and be menotzel de rachamim, but since the Nagu was I also do it. And Abaye said no, because the Torah was maskim to it. The Torah was maskim refuah should be alpiteva. Because since the Torah understands that most people would not be on the Madrega, that their refuah could come in the Nesim and Hashemayim, so male the Torah says, Rabbi, Rabbi, so that's why it becomes a mitzvah. So that's how he's explaining that the Yisayin Adav is Rishus, and as if the Torah wouldn't give Rishus, you wouldn't be allowed to, because the Pshat is, you wouldn't be allowed to be Isaac B'Refuas. That's the big Machish Deibish, the Eibish is saying, Chayli comes because of Averis, and you should only do Tshuva. But now the Torah is saying that people don't have the Mandraga to have this realization. So for them, they have to be Esav Keteva. But it shouldn't be a Dark Shalom B'Refuah Selashinogu, meaning that B'Etzim I shouldn't be doing it. No, the Torah says that for Roi, for the Amayin Am, for the Tzibah, they should be doing it. Maybe only very great Tzaddikim could not be Esav B'Refuah altogether. But the Ramban is Mashma that this cloud of a Dark Shalom B'Refuah Selashinogu remains, and the chayla really has no rishus, and ma'ala reifim they save the Hashem, and b'tzayis Hashem dark yishem li'esik b'reifim, etc. And the Gemara's maskana seems to be no. V'rapi means even Hashem, even b'tzayis Hashem dark yish, for the Torah wanted things to work b'derech klal with the teva. So the Gemara is certainly not mashma like the Rambam that refuah is tam a teva like eating, because Rav Acha didn't hold that way, and even Abaya is only saying al zegzeris akasav. The Rambam seems to hold this as svar pshuta, and the zegzeris akasav doesn't have to mean it's like a teva be'etzim. It means that we're not on the madrega to understand refuah the way it really is supposed to be. But it could be too much refuah is not such a good thing. So maybe chizkia could be going as a safer refuah, which is so effective that it would take out the entire problem of chayli altogether. But the maskana segemar is not mashma like the Ramban that seems to say even the maskana there's a musig of malareifim beisayv de Hashem. It sounds like v'rapa l'rapa is rishus for the chayli, and then, like the Taz explains, not only rishus but becomes a mitzvah, and I would imagine not only for the reifim but for the chayli also, to be Isaac and the refuah lefi teva, that's the Ritzayna Teira. That's Arachim B'chol Zeh.